Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
And good evening. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Today's episode is True Success. Not the false kind, the true kind.
No.
Want to get the most out of today's show?
Yes, then be a successful listener. See if you can discover how to listen without comment in your thoughts.
What? What do you mean without comment in my thoughts?
Like that. Without your judgments, without your saying, oh, I know this already, without your understanding, just allow what's being said to roll on through.
Now, if you find yourself commenting, just notice that you're commenting without judging it and bring your attention back to what's actually happening in your life. Not in the interior of your thought process, but actually out here in reality.
In our unreality reality.
Yes, right.
In the unreal world of being here.
If you haven't been with us before, I'd like to warn you that Shia and I tend to finish each other's sentences. And sometimes
we simo-speak.
Yeah, we do that too. So, welcome
aboard. By simo-speak, we mean we say the same words at the same time with the same intended result.
That's kind of fun, actually. Yeah. Somebody recently came to a Monday evening that we were doing in New York City for the first time. And she came up and she was talking with Shia afterwards about how remarkable it was that not only did we finish each other's sentences, but that we often said the same thing at the same time. And for us, it was largely unnoticeable because it's how we tend to relate. It's just being in sync with our environment rather than competing with each other or anything like that.
Right.
I find today's show about true success. Let me read you, just in case you haven't read it. True success is to discover the perfection of the moment and that you are and have been living life exactly as you want to do. So discover how successful you really are.
You know, that's so hard for so many people to get, that they're living their life the way they want to. Because most of us have been trained in the environments we grew up in to complain about how our life is.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's going well, we complain. But complaint is a buzz killer. It is a experience killer. It kills off the possibility of realizing that your life is showing up perfectly in each moment, exactly as it is. See, we all have preferences, and life doesn't really care about our preferences. It shows up the way it does, but it rarely shows up the way we would prefer. And even if it does show up the way we prefer, chances are we'll find something wrong.
It was interesting. I've had a project hanging out for a while now. After my mom passed away, I brought home a large portion of things that she had, including all of the cards that I'd sent her with my own photographs on it over a number of years and other things of that nature. And I had the idea that I should put it all together, put it away, find a way to display the different pictures, and I should do it immediately. And it was something that hung out for a period of time, and I had the thought about doing it. And it was very interesting for me in the last couple days where I still had the same amount of things to do in the office or around the house, but I suddenly found myself attending to putting away, organizing, doing things. And if we look at success and true success,
the things you were putting away were those photos.
Yes.
Yes.
And also her obituary and the picture from her memorial service and those type of things. I realized that I was doing these activities without thinking about it. It wasn't I should do that or I shouldn't do that. I was found myself doing those activities. You can tell yourself you want to do something, but if you're not actually doing those things, you don't actually want to do those things. If you want to know what you want to be doing, look at what you are doing. It's really simple.
I want to be having a radio show with you on doing podcasts on the internet, obviously.
Clearly. Especially since we spent a lot of our life. If you realize that we've done more than 600 episodes.
That's 600 hours.
Yeah.
600 so, hours.
Plus whatever time we spend setting up for it.
And there are only 24 hours in a day?
Yeah.
We spent a lot of days doing this.
Just like we spent a lot of days in Hamburg. Speaking of, why don't we take our first caller, who we often see in Hamburg, although are you living in Hamburg now, Christian?
Hey, guys. Yes, I'm living in Hamburg.
Excellent. Hey,
yes,
welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
But currently what?
Thank you. I'm currently traveling a lot between Munich and Hamburg, as I have a very nice client who, or I like to build up more my business in Munich. So I have also a place in Munich where I stay. I have an apartment or I rent a room in Munich and have a room here or my apartment in Hamburg. So it's very nice.
What do you do? Tell people what you do.
I'm self-employed, a freelance hair and makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And regarding that, the success, I never thought, you know, like the idea of being successful. And
yes.
how successful I am are the two different pairs of shoes, I like to say in Germany.
What do you mean, two different pairs of shoes?
It's like when I have the idea what, you know, in my head, what success is.
Right.
Regarding my career.
Yes.
How my career should go. And how, where I am now, you know, when I'm how it really is.
Which is better, the way you think it should be going or could have been going, or the way it actually is?
Well, how it is.
You mean you're far more successful than you ever thought you could be?
Sorry?
Are you saying...
You're far more successful than you thought you ever could be?
Yes. Yes, when I experience it, you know, like, there is this idea, one day I want to do all those famous fashion magazines. But I feel successful today, you know, with every job I do, with everything I do. This is so cool.
That's great, Christian. That's really great. What you're saying is you've discovered how to be satisfied and successful and feel good about yourself as you live your life.
Yes. This is so, you know, when I discovered transformation, this is what transformed my life. And I feel truly successful now.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. When you say you want to be in all those fashion magazines, I follow you on social media, and we have subscribed to your email newsletter. And as far as I can tell, you are in all those fashion magazines. And I often look at the photos where you've done hair and makeup for these international fashion things, and I'm like, wow, how does he do that?
Thank you.
You know, I imagine it doesn't matter what vocation you're a part of. In your case, it's hair and makeup. And you get into the shoots go into high fashion magazines. There's probably always another one.
I have a question, though, Christian.
Please.
There's a lot of people that do what you do, yes?
Yes.
Do they feel from what you can, your experience them, of them is, do they feel satisfied or fulfilled in what they're doing?
Maybe part-timely, but not truly. This is how I get it.
Yeah. Do they complain to you?
Yes, they do.
Do you complain to them?
I do when I want to be like them. Then I do complain. Then I join them in complaining.
Right.
This is what I discovered.
That's great.
When you want to be like them, what about them do you want to be like?
Oh, this is what I get now is like, this is when I want to hide my success.
So that they'll like you.
I feel like more likable when I'm not so.
Well, even saying that you're freelance, I suppose that is technically true. But my experience or my picture of you in your newsletters is that you own your own company.
Yes, I do.
So in a certain respect, freelance is doing what you were just describing, kind of being diminishing of your success so that people won't take pot shots at you.
Yeah. And something also I discovered is like when I know how much I'm worth, you know, when I have the discussions about my fee, my day rate.
Mm-hmm.
When I have a clear statement, there is no problem that the client pay it.
Right. And your day rate isn't minimum wage, is it?
Yes. I have a very good day rate.
Yes, what?
Very good day rate.
Very good day rate.
That's great.
Yeah. And something else, what has just recently happened is that my jobs are most of the time very short notice. So sometimes it's like, you know, we have Wednesday, and then sometimes I don't know what to do next Wednesday. But for the first time in the 6 years, I have like jobs lined up for 4 weeks. Yeah,
wow.
For 4 weeks.
That's great.
And it's also a bit frightening, to be honest.
What do you find frightening about it?
It's like, you know, it's like, wow, okay, but please give me my, you know, like give me my space. Like this, there comes this little voice in me, it's like, will it stay like this, you know, and I will be not free, can I still do some other things? And
so let me ask you a question quite quickly. Is there anything you'd prefer to be doing as a profession?
No.
Okay. Is there anything that you'd prefer to be doing?
No.
So you're doing exactly what you want to do. You've got plenty of work. You're well paid.
And when you get the next booking and it books out, it just triggers that automatic complaint survival mechanism. Your mind has to find something wrong with something or it thinks it won't have a job.
Yes, thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Oh, cool.
And you just answered my question.
What was that?
Why you're so successful.
You're saying yes.
You keep on saying yes. And that has everything to do with your success.
Oh, cool. Yes.
You know, you just think you'd rather be doing something else sometime else. The reality is that when you want to do something else, you'll find yourself doing something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's really fun because if you didn't want to do a job 3 weeks from now or 4 weeks from now, all you would have to do is say yes to your no and not book it. So clearly you're booking the things that you want to do.
Cool. Because, like, I have, you know, when I say no to jobs, it's always like this little, but I'm not so that much of a yes, maybe. But, yeah, now with your, what you just said, it's like, it didn't occur to me that this is like saying no. And, how did you say that with the no and being
saying, if you say yes to your no, you don't have to book a job.
Yes. Cool. Because
if somebody wants to go, you to go on a date that does not work in your schedule, or doing a product that you really don't want to get behind, like maybe they want you to do something for cigarettes and that's just not for you, you realize that you'll need a break, they don't want to pay your rate, if you have a no to that and you say yes to your no and you don't book it, great. And if you want to do it and you book it, great. You can't do your life wrong.
Thank you. I love it.
Well, we love you too, Christian.
Hey,
so thanks for calling in today.
Really,
thank you for having me.
And we really enjoy your success.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Excellent.
Take care.
Thank you. We will. We're going to go to a break. So come on back and don't miss being here.
That's right.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to
yes.
Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
You know, one of the things that makes success easy is joining us for weekend seminars.
Really?
It's like we have fun. We pick topics that are of interest to people. We all get together. We listen to each other. And the result?
Transformation.
And success and magic and well-being.
In all aspects of your life. You know, see, change is directed. Change is like, you look at what's not working the way you want and then you work to have that turn out. Transformation doesn't work that way. It's not linear. It's not directed. It happens 360 degrees of your life in all aspects. In fact, transformation transforms the past and the future in an instant.
As you fully get here, you have all of your personal resources. You have the connectivity into your environment, then life becomes easy, satisfying, well.
See, if you look and tell the truth, so much of our lives are a complaint that it isn't the way we think it ought to be. The only problem is our thoughts are not reality. And we listen to our thoughts, most of which, by the way, 80% to be precise, are negative, and 95%, which are repetitive, as in we've had them the day before and the day before that, they undermine the possibility of having a successful, satisfying, fulfilling life. Unless you find a way to support you in discovering how to, one, discover that way of life, and two, maintain it over time. So we do our best in our seminars and our Mondays in New York.
And our video seminars, and of course, this radio show.
We do our best to create the reality that does exist, that life is perfect in the current moment. And you have exactly what you're supposed to have in each moment. The only problem is you don't necessarily agree with it.
And if you want to join us in person, you are invited. If you're listening to this live or in the timely way from when it's aired, let me tell you about what's upcoming. If you're listening to this in the archives, just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and see what's upcoming. Right now, we're offering The Power of Listening, September 20th, 21st, 22nd, in New York City. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be powerful. People are coming from all over. You are invited. If you want to come, register.
Then we're doing, in Hamburg, Germany, the Freedom to Breathe and Transformation in the Workplace on October 4th, which is a Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, the 5th and 6th. Join us and you'll meet Christian.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure he'll be there.
Then in New Jersey, we're doing a sleepaway camp for big kids right when the leaves will be colorful and turning.
And it's called Being in Nature.
It's a residential course, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. For anybody who's attended a weekend seminar with us throughout the year, you will be eligible should you wish to join us in Costa Rica in 2020. We have two courses in January. You can come to one or both. It's on leadership, communication, well-being. It's an immersion into the brilliance of you. If you want to register for any or all, just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, pick your course, and let's go. All right, we have another caller. Let's take
Judy?
Her.
Judy?
Miss Judy, where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Judy. I'm calling from New York City. I'm so happy to be on the show. It was so fun to listen to Christian. I feel successful when I'm in the moment. When I'm not in the moment, or I start to compare myself to other people, that's when I don't feel so successful.
Yes, actually, by the time you start to compare, you are upset.
Well, you're already out of the moment if you're comparing.
I've never even realized that.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so subtle and yet so profound. You know, the moment exists and you are either in it or you're in your thoughts about something else, usually in comparison to what you've got, and usually you end up having a lesser perspective.
But, you know, it's fun, Judy, because most of us think that we compare ourselves to where we should be or to somebody else's success, and we think that comparison then causes our life to be diminished or causes us to be upset. But you never step into the comparison conversation if you aren't already upset.
I can see that. That
cool.
is good information.
Did you have a question?
My question is, so I'll feel, things will be going well, I'll be feeling good about things, and then all of a sudden, which might also be a symptom, I'm upset, I'll get jetted into the future. And then all of a sudden I'm down a rabbit hole that's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'll never be able to, I'll never be able to retire. And it's like, then it's like doom and gloom. And then I'm not even successful now. And I'm already, you know, like, well, living on the street.
Do you want to retire?
Not really.
Then
and
don't
I'm
worry
not
about
really
it.
I'm not really quite near the age either. I mean,
I know, that's so funny. Yeah, I have a question for you, Judy. When you start having this weird, as you say, down the rabbit hole conversation of, oh my God, and, you know, of course, your mind has you end up on the street, have you ever traced back to see the departure point?
No, but
well,
you
should look and see conversations you've had a day or two before you go down the rabbit hole. And who you've been interacting with, and what the subject matter was.
You know, I got a cold this summer, and it didn't show up full-blown the moment I got it. It developed. So sometimes when you start to have these really grandiose failure conversations with yourself, if you just stop it and take a look, and you don't treat those conversations as if they're a bad thing or as if they're you or as if they're true, sometimes you can see, oh yeah, I spoke to so-and-so 2 days ago, and like Christian was saying, I really wanted them to like me, so I was downplaying my success. Or, oh gee, yesterday I avoided calling somebody because I was afraid I might get a no answer, and all of a sudden, now I'm down this rabbit hole. Or, because sometimes those big conversations are saving you from something, or they're the natural downward spiral that comes from an action or an inaction sometime before.
Yes, I will. I actually can see now where the departure point was. I was talking to someone who wants to retire, who was saying they weren't going to get enough money from Social Security. And then I got a letter from Social Security in the mail telling me what I was going to get, which was probably 50% of what they were getting. And that was when I started going down the rabbit hole. I didn't
well,
do that.
No, you were well and truly into that rabbit hole by the time you got the thing from the IRS. Because when they told you what they were getting, you went into comparison.
Yes.
And then it's all over.
You know, the other thing, Judy, is I know you, and I know that your only source of income is not going to be your Social Security at the time you retire. You do have other assets.
Yes.
So
that was first.
So your bag lady thing is a fantasy at best.
And I'll tell you, I have a question. Is it entirely possible that you connected up with this person so they could talk about their worries for the future so that you could go down that rabbit hole because you were avoiding something prior to speaking to that person?
You know, like maybe dating?
Maybe. could be.
I mean, it's much more convenient to be lost in a rabbit hole complaining about how your life is going to be 20 years in the future than it is to look around you.
Right. Right. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
A show for a while in the United States called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And they had lifelines. And one of the lifelines was if you didn't know the answer to something, you would call a friend. So it was dial a friend and then they'd call up and say, hey, Judy, you know, what is the capital of North Carolina? And if you knew the answer, you'd give it to me. And then
Raleigh.
Thank you.
It's the only city in North Carolina I know. I don't know if it's the capital.
So it's kind of like you can psychically send out to your friend, call a friend, oh, geez, I don't want to have to deal with dating today. Call a friend. And they'll be like, hey, Judy, I just got my Social Security thing. I don't have enough to retire.
That's actually kind of funny. In retrospect, it's funny. It wasn't so funny at the time.
Yes, but that's one of the things with awareness. With it, you see, anything you resist, persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment, including you can only have the amount of money accrued in Social Security, etc., in any given moment. And third principle is anything you see without judging, I'm going to make a little switch here, tends to get amusing. When you see something without judging it, it doesn't have this weighty nature.
It has no hooks anymore, so it's over when you see it. But when you see something and you judge it, either positively or negatively, it sets out little hooks that hold on to you.
Yes, absolutely.
Good, good, good. Hey, thank you for calling today.
Thank you for having me.
Really a treat.
Pleasure.
And look forward to seeing you whatever you come to next in New York City.
I look forward to seeing you as well.
Excellent. All right, should we take our next caller?
Why not?
Andrea, where are you today?
Hi, guys. This is Andrea. I'm in Switzerland, in Basel today.
You're in Basel?
You know, we did
last
month when we were doing shout-outs to different cities around the world that tune into the show. One of the ones that I was talking to was Basel, Switzerland, and I was thinking of you, and we said, hey, Basel, so it's nice to have you call in.
Oh, how nice. Yeah, I'm really happy to be on the show.
Excellent. What can we do?
I love this topic. I read the topic explanation, and I realized that I'm very successful, and here in Switzerland, I don't know if it's anywhere else in the world the same, I just realized it's almost an unethical thing to say that I am successful. I just wanted to talk about that because I find that funny.
That if you say you're successful, it's bragging or somehow getting above yourself?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
bragging is a great.
You are successful. You're incredibly successful, really.
And that's not only at work.
And we're talking about your life when I say that.
Yeah.
You do things like that you want to do. You join us in Costa Rica for a couple of weeks at a time. You travel. You have students that hold you in high regard.
Yes.
You share your experience, transformation, and that enlivens you.
Yes.
And you know, it occurs to me, one of your measures of success, too, is you open your life up to other people. I know that you do say yes to your life meetups, and you are the host for some of the international video seminars that we do, and you open up your studio for that. Like, you make transformation possible
and available for people.
Yeah, it's not all about you.
And you share it with your students in such a way that they can have successful lives.
Yes. When I read the title, I was thinking about what true success means to me. And then I realized one of the biggest parts for me being truly successful is that what I learned or what worked for me in my life and what is precious to me in my life to make that available to other people so they can win with it, which is really, really a gift for me too. You know, it's for them, but it's also for me. It's a blessing to see people expand and find their greatness. It's wonderful.
Yes.
I love that. And, you know, on that note, we're going to go for a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I'd love to.
Most excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here, and thanks for being our listeners.
Yes.
And shout out again to Basel, just because you're on, Andrea. But we have some shout outs to some of the cities. Okay, Matt, our engineer. Here we are, Phoenix, Arizona. We have a shout out.
I have Burbank, California.
Utica, New York. Thanks for listening.
Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. I don't even know where that is.
And Victoria, Australia.
Lomar, Germany.
Yokkaichi, Japan.
And Stamford, England.
Wherever you're listening from, thank you for being part of the Being Here family.
Yes.
All right. We're speaking to the lovely Andrea in Basel.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I do. Because we were talking about that true success is living in the moment or realizing that everything is perfect right now. I sometimes have this fear that by being here in the moment and not running after a goal or running after something I need to achieve, that I stand still or, how to say that?
That you won't get ahead.
That I would need to do more.
Yeah, there's a thing called FOMO that I've heard about. It's fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Like you might miss out on something.
So I have a question for you from your personal experience. Before you met us, I know that you set a lot of goals, some of which you achieved and some of which you didn't. And now you have begun living from a moment-based reality where you
aren't looking for something out in the future to save you from the current moment of your life.
And my question is, since you found us and since you've started practicing the art of being here, do you find that you have more success with ease, or are you falling behind the way you were prior to meeting us?
No, it's not. It's easier. It's with an ease that I could have never imagined, actually, since I met you. It's almost, I used to worry a lot about my work or my survival, and these days things just come to me. It's actually amazing.
Well, I liked something you said. You couldn't imagine it being this easy. And you know, The thing is, we cannot imagine what we don't already know. So the idea of having a life that is stress-free and is drama-free and is easy and fulfilling and fun, that's out of most people's realities, so they can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like your question because you've answered it out of your experience, but it doesn't mean that those concerns aren't hardwired in. Our prejudices are ideas that were formed, that were impressed upon us before we had the full information. And so those prejudices will come with you. If you disengage, those concerns are waiting in the wings. When you're really here and being here, those concerns, it's like the sun eclipses the stars. Although I find the stars quite beautiful, the thoughts about I will fail someday are not necessarily as appealing.
So beautiful, right.
But when you're fully engaged, it eclipses those thoughts. So if you have the expectation that those will go away permanently, you'll be disappointed. If you recognize when they start to reemerge, it's like what we were speaking with Judy about, sometimes those thoughts pop up because they're convenient and they're saving you from something you might find confronting.
Oh, I love that. Yes,
yes,
that makes sense.
Good. Ariel likes to make sense.
Yeah, really. If I don't make sense, I'm a woo. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much.
Treat speaking with
My
you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's hop across the pond now and speak to Naz. Naz, where are you calling in from today?
Oh, hi, Erin and Shia. I'm calling from Oxfordshire, England.
Oxfordshire.
And it's great to be on the show.
You know, it's fun. Whenever I hear you say Oxfordshire, I want to, it just sounds so sexy. I want to say it the way you say it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's been great listening to everybody and sharing their stories of true success. And I had a really interesting moment today, busy getting on with my day and my work, and I fell asleep in the middle of the day. And what was interesting is when I woke up, I was I was a bit hard on myself if I should be doing this work to be successful. And it was really interesting to be aware of that voice that I have about driving me forward to success. And I wasn't aware how strong it was.
Did you successfully nap?
I did successfully nap. It was great.
You know, something very funny happened yesterday. Ariel and I spent the day mostly napping. And when we got into our car to drive and do some errands, Ariel looked at our email list and two people registered for our seminars whilst we were sleeping. So we had nothing to do with it.
I like that. I like that kind of success.
That's good success, where you don't do anything to have it happen. It shows up. Let me ask you a question about that, though. Your husband, Lawrence.
Yes.
Could you have met him a moment before you did?
No.
And the moment before you met him, could you have imagined him showing up in your life?
No, not at all.
Not at all. So, hey, you should relax a little bit. Your idea of success and being driven to achieve it doesn't necessarily produce it.
I remember when I was working as an actress, there was one day, and this was way pre-transformation, I was in my apartment and I was working on my taxes. And I actually think I was working on Shia and my taxes. I can't remember if we were married yet, but I was feeling very sorry for myself that I had to be home. And this was in the day before cell phones. So Well, I'm dating myself, but and I got a phone call saying, "Hey, we're doing a film. Can you come down this afternoon? If so, you have the part." And I realized that had I not been home doing that, I wouldn't have got that part. So I'm like, wow, that is such a good thing that I was home. Then I got down there and I got the part. I started doing the film. And I still had the regionalisms in my voice from growing up in Oregon. So I couldn't make certain sounds the way the people in the film, because it was an industrial film, wanted. I couldn't make the aw sound like call. I'd say call. I'm calling you on the phone. So I got fired from that job. It was the only job I ever got fired from. I was so mortified. I thought that was a horrible thing. So I took that money and I bought
voice lessons.
And I learned how to say sounds. And I thought that was a great thing. What's interesting is your mind is going to talk to you about good things, bad things, but your life is unfolding exactly as it is. And sometimes what you might consider a bad thing is actually exactly what you need in order to have extreme success. If I didn't have all that, I never would have met Shia.
Wow.
Hey,
well, I mean,
if I didn't get a divorce a couple of years before I met Ariel, I never would have met Ariel. Then I never would have met you. You see, everything that's happened has brought us to the current moment of our lives.
Hey, I have a question for you. How fun is it to hear Shia say your husband, Lawrence?
Oh, it's lovely and fun. It's gorgeous.
Because I know you just got married, so it's kind of fun to hear it.
It's fun to say it, too.
You know, actually, really if you take a look at this drive to get things done, we learned that. And it's not a bad thing to have learned. And I'm absolutely certain that a lot of my family members who were farmers, who were people not of means, if they didn't get going and if they didn't can the food for the winter or they didn't chop the wood or they didn't do the things they needed to do, they would have actually starved.
And then you wouldn't be here.
So, of course, we've been impressed with the idea that we have to keep driving, keep driving, keep driving. But now there may be the possibility of a complementary upgrade where that is not always the best or most appropriate way to be.
You know, that's so cool. It just reminds me of the times when I've had some recent success in agenting, and it was because I was present that success, you know, it came about. I didn't plan it, and just hearing you say that and share that about the upgrade and not having to drive so hard just brought that to my mind. It's so cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're not saying there aren't times when it's appropriate to drive forward.
Look, your work ethic is a good thing, but sometimes being kind to yourself is a better thing.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
You know, because you see, you don't give yourself rest when you're resting. You think about all the things you have to do. And that's not resting.
Yes, I do.
By the way, there are studies, just for fun, that talk about how sometimes taking a nap during the workday make executives more
successful,
productive and successful. So maybe you're finally allowing yourself another measure of success.
That's true. That's cool. Thank you. I hadn't thought about that. That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, we only know from what we know.
And we know from what we've learned from other people. And they didn't have the opportunities we have today. You know, there wasn't this fairly good guarantee that you're going to survive the day. There was a time when life was very uncertain. Now it's just uncertain.
You know, you add to that, Naz, you know, when you were learning to do things like tie your shoes or count or form letters, you didn't have the manual dexterity. It was perhaps a challenge to learn things. And if you're normal, you probably had a conversation about your capabilities. And sometimes those conversations continue
with yourself about your capabilities. You didn't say to your parents, you know, I don't feel very capable at this shoe tying thing.
But you form impressions, maybe not even in words, about whether or not you're a
good
success.
At anything. Yes.
That's so true. That's a conversation I do have quite often. Thank you.
With things that you're very successful with, every once in a while, a conversation will slip in that questions your capabilities or your abilities.
You know, when I went into first grade, I could count, I could read, but there was a test, and one of the tests to get, you know, to sort the kids out to see what class they should be in was to have us paint. And I looked over to the gal next to me, and her painting, in my opinion, was so much more successful than mine. And I remember my parents asking me, hey, how did you do? And I said, oh, I could have done better. And their face got a little stricken. They were concerned. That idea that I could do better was well formed by the time I was 6 years old. You cannot do better than you are doing in this moment. In any given moment, you are perfectly you, perfectly doing your best.
It's amazing. Thank you. Yeah.
And it happens to be accurate.
By the way, just one last thing, because I know we're getting toward the end of the show here. When you said that you had a couple agenting successes and they weren't planned, and you feel free to stop being surprised by your success. You remind me a little of Christian. You sound a little like, wow, how did that happen? Like, well, it happened because you're good at what you do.
The only person who doesn't know that, Naz, is you. You have a limited self-image that is limited by who you were when you formed your self-image at a very early age. And the reality is you are much more expansive than you even could imagine. And now we come to the end of the show. And next week's show is?
Get this, Naz. This is cool. Alternative possibilities.
So, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.